This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, here we are, my friends, 14 years. Tragic events of September 11, 2001 that were used to transform not just the United States, but many other nations across the world into Orwellian police states that, as you notice, as Benjamin Franklin's warning comes true, giving up security for supposedly safety or giving up liberty for so-called security and safety leads to absolute total enslavement. I just had a Freudian slip there. I was trying to quote him from memory, teleprompter free, that those that give up liberty for security will receive and deserve neither. And so I was saying those that give up security for safety are idiots, because I see liberty as security, so you don't get safety out of giving up your security. The two things are interchangeable. So my mind just changed the word in midstream because I'm so dedicated to neurotically telling the truth. It goes without saying, if you give up freedom, if you give up your basic rights, if you let an outside group, a centralized secretive group, control your resources and your life, you will wake up very, very soon being enslaved. That's the history of the world. It's absolute common sense. And as the checks and balances go out the window, it becomes more transparent than ever. We have quite a lineup today here on the broadcast. We have the barber. He contacted us. He's going on Fox News today. He said he wanted to come on here first. You saw us talk about it. Barbershop fined $750 for refusing to cut a woman's hair. It advertises as a men's barbershop. And a woman came in and said, "You're going to cut my hair." And they said, "We don't have the equipment to cut your hair the way you want it done. Go to a women's hair cutting place." And Pittsburgh fined them. You just say, yeah, okay, it's ridiculous, but why are you obsessing over this story? Because this is the future. They're not going to find any women's haircutting places for not cutting men's hair. They're going to persecute and harass any bastions of male identity or male behavior. It is a culture war. The feminists are going to talk about men being sexual objects, but if a man does it, you're going to get arrested. That's already happening in some areas of Europe. This story was out yesterday. Feminists claim it's sexist to compliment women. Feminazi publicly shames man for complimenting her. Another lawyer came by her LinkedIn. This is in the Telegraph today. We reported on it a few days ago. And said to her, "You've got a stunning photo, best profile photo I've seen." She then publicly shamed him and was praised by feminist groups for standing up to the oppression. Well, turns out, London Telegraph, lawyer who accused barrister of sexism has described men online as hot stuff and trolled around telling them they're hot. See, it's all about power to these people who aren't really that smart or aren't really that powerful, to play the political correct game of sexism or the race card as a get-out-of-jail-free card. And when you bow to them, you only empower their bizarre behavior. But that's coming up in the second hour. It is obviously the 14th anniversary of 9/11. We're going to be breaking down a lot of key new developments on that front. Cops on high alert for Black Lives Matter violence targeting 9/11 events. NATO says they're caught by surprise by Russian move into Syria. We'll also get into 2 out of 3 Hispanics oppose immigration increase in a new Gallup poll. And a lot more today. Stay with us.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You're going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
You got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Well, every broadcast is a doozy. Every broadcast is jam-packed with key intel. Every broadcast is extremely important. But today's is going to be particularly important. Joseph Farah is going to be joining us, the founder of WorldNet Daily, the target of the Clintons for destruction via the White House papers that have been released by their Library Foundation. He's got a lot of new intel for us and what he sees in his crystal ball. Joseph Farah will be joining us in the middle of the broadcast. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, an outspoken, eloquent, true Christian leader, will be looking at the situations with Christians being arrested for not issuing marriage licensure and Romans 13 that's being used to suppress Christians, not just here but across the world. The radical Islamic invasion being supported by traitorous Western governments and more. And then the owner of the barbershop, Johnny Interval, there in Pittsburgh, that is a men's barbershop. And a woman showed up and wanted her hair done the way women have it done. And they said, "Lady, we don't have the equipment." Well, she got to have her little victory and ran off and got them fined for it. So next, fraternal orders like the Masons, will they have to accept women? Next, can I go to a black fraternal club and demand that I be made a Prince Hall Mason? Or we had a guest in here a few days ago who made the point, can I, if I have a Dodge, can I go into a Toyota or a Mercedes-Benz or BMW or Saab or Ferrari or Lamborghini or Nissan dealership and say, hey, I've got a Dodge car. I want you to work on it. They go, do you see the sign, sir? There's a Dodge down the street. We work on Toyotas here, or we work on German imports here. So why are you discriminating against me? I got a Dodge. Well, sir, we can't afford all the equipment for all the cars, and we have the mechanics for German cars. I mean, it has nothing to do with oppressing women, and they know that, and it's like men used to go join the military to earn their bones, so daddy, who was a veteran, would respect them. And that's why most men end up joining the military, because daddy was in the military, and his daddy was in the military, or most guys become cops because grandpa was a cop. And every male purview, every male reservation, every male place has to be overrun and taken over in some bizarre Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation directed paramilitary operation of weird power tripping women who are now discovering what it's like to have 6'4", 350-pound, in one case, man in their dressing rooms at their gyms and at their clubs, and they're freaking out. But see, they're trumped by a transgender. Here's one, San Francisco, L.A. Now, L.A. Times, San Francisco jails to house transgender inmates based on gender preferences. Well, the women don't have to worry too much about a bunch of men who say they're women wanting to be over at the women's prison or the women's jail. Because let me tell you, the transgenders are going to want to be with the men in most cases. But can you imagine? I mean, I've seen the documentaries on PBS. First time I ever saw when I was a kid, my parents let me watch PBS and not a lot more. They called television brain rot. And I saw some documentary about death row. And it showed men who were allowed to be given hormones to be women. That's where they did the social engineering test in the 80s, was on the prisons. And it showed, like, on TV, documentary, men with big breasts fondling each other. And I was like to my dad, who was out of the room, I go, Dad, what is this? And he goes, yeah, that goes on in the prisons where men adopt the fact that they're a woman to basically have a place in the prison, and they get passed around, and most of them get HIV. And he goes, and they also give their blood to get the drug money. Then the prisons sell them the drugs. I kind of rolled my eyes. You know, it was my dad that told me, don't be an organ donor. They'll kill you in the hospitals and sell your organs. And I said, Dad, that's crazy. And he goes, well, okay, well, I've rewired jaws in hospitals where they say, don't sign the organ donor card to the other doctors. He was an oral surgeon. And then years later, 60 minutes, Dallas, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, killing people in the hospitals for their organs. My dad said, I'm not going to repeat it all to you. He just, it's like the movie Coma. And I said, what's the movie Coma? And he goes, go to the video store with your mother and rent it if you want to know. Turns out how right my dad, I guess he was the original conspiracy theorist in the family because he was right. But that's all this is. So you're a woman in prison and a 250-pound guy comes in. And he's a lady. And you see, if they can get away with this, they can do anything. In fact, they just pulled up an article. Mass murder was given the right to taxpayer-funded sex change in prison. And man, death row is a party. It is a party, and they work the system. So we've got the owner of the barbershop coming on. And then we've got Joseph Ferret, and we got Pastor Chuck Baldwin today. It is the 14th anniversary of 9/11/2001. And before I get to the latest on 9/11, I think Leanne McAdoo did a superlative job with the rest of the hosts last night on the Nightly News, going back over some of the more bombshell interviews we've done, including a high-level, recently retired senior firefighter who talked about the bombs in the buildings and what really happened that day. But I just want to look to what's currently happening and what's going to happen and how 14 years later, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Saudi Arabian proxy armies are bigger and badder by a scale of, I don't want to exaggerate, they admit there's about 250,000 operatives they know they have. Al-Qaeda had a couple thousand before, so a couple 100,000 versus a couple thousand. I mean, it's just exponentially bigger. Do the math yourself. We're going to tie that in now with the former deputy director, recently stepped down, of the Central Intelligence Agency, saying that they were basically ordered to make up false intelligence to cover up Al-Qaeda and ISIS's spread. That's on InfoWars.com. And it dovetails with former DIA director, U.S. made willful decision to support ISIS in Syria. So the good news is our own government, our own CIA and Defense Department, I mean, who do you think I've had on blowing the whistle on 9/11? CIA people, FBI, others. The deputy director of the FBI was killed on 9/11, John O'Neill. He gave a speech 2 weeks before in England, the Telegraph covered it, saying our government basically runs Islamic extremists, they're protecting them, they're going to allow them to attack to take our liberties. He was then called in the day of 9/11 and blown up in the building. Can't make this up. Can't ever make up reality compared to fiction. Reality is so much wilder, it always is. Truth is stranger than fiction. So we're going to be getting into all of that today. But here's the really big news, and this is what I experienced growing up in Dallas, Texas, living in Austin, Texas, spending a lot of summers, at least a month each summer for a lot of years with my cousins down in San Antonio so my parents could have a break, that I'd say from the polls I've seen, what I've experienced, about 65-70% of Hispanic Americans are really upset about illegals because they know they work the system and work jobs, but then also get welfare driving down wages. And the Hispanic Americans, who just want to be called Americans, are generally pretty prideful folks, don't have abortions, don't have as many divorces, don't call the police as often, own guns, and work as hard as they can to play by the rules. And are military veterans, and they really get upset by the illegals because the illegals, not all of them, but a portion of them, are very tribal. I mean, Mexican towns have fights with the next town all the time. It's what humans do, and they basically fight with each other. And they understand what's happening. So when you hear this hoax that 2 + 2 = 5, or you can keep your doctor under Obamacare, or it's free, or you didn't build your business, or raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit, it is a giant hoax. But when you hear the hoax that Republicans are going to lose the election because they want to have a little bit of a border and not let people have their babies for free. Well, I mean, now the majority is Chinese women having their babies for free. Upwards of 10,000 a week pouring in. It's just not fair. And we're going bankrupt. And people are playing by the rules, paying all these taxes, and can't make ends meet. And they're watching Eastern Europeans, Africans, Chinese, Mexicans, Guatemalans, Nicaraguans, Brazilians, you name it, getting everything free. And they're mad. What sane person wouldn't be? And here's a Gallup poll, one of the most scientific out there. 2 out of 3 Hispanics oppose immigration increase. Well, that's because a lot of Hispanics have also been down to Mexico or been down to Central America, and there's a lot of beautiful places, a lot of cool stuff, but let me tell you, it's dangerous and scary at the end of the day. And there's new stuff out in the British and German news. Migrants in concentration camps. Migrants, shades of Nazi Germany, is the BBC headline. Another headline in the Telegraph, I'm going to read it when we come back, is, it's like Guantanamo Bay. Well, yeah, if you've got 80,000, 100,000 people in a sports stadium or in a train station, and they're robbing and raping each other, because that's what happens with any human group, weeks pinned up, you know, literally walking into Europe, when the aid workers go in to try to give them food, they get attacked, they get beat up, they get robbed. And so they're throwing sandwiches and water over to them. The people screaming they want to kill them.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, radio listener, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You may have missed the videos that we played here on the TV portion of the transmission that we simulcast. But we have countless videos of carjackings, trucks being robbed, aid workers trying to come in with bags of food or bags of money, little envelopes, and they're being mobbed, they're being robbed, they're being attacked. And so now in Hungary and other areas, Hungary has upwards of 300,000 illegals that have just poured in the last few months. These folks show up at train stations demanding to be let on trains. Now that Germany and Austria have halted trains, well, Austria is halting trains that would go through to Germany. Germany wants the people, that is, their communist leadership does. They are walking across the country. And so if you go into these mobs, if the police go into these mobs, they are attacked. And you can see people fighting for the food. And so they're throwing them the sandwiches because things are completely out of control. And then the media spins it that they're Nazis. When Hungary was attacked by the Nazis. It's incredible. I mean, these people take boats across or they walk in out of the Middle East. Middle Eastern countries won't take any of them, but that's okay. But then they're Nazis. China says USA must take more Syrian refugees, but will take zero. That's an actual announcement. Breitbart breaks that down. Finland, as I said yesterday, to raise taxes on the, quote, wealthy to cover refugee costs. Sweden is to make citizens house illegals. Migrants, they're migrants now when they move into your house. Trek to Vienna after Austria suspends trains, Associated Press. I know I already mentioned all this, but I'm just showing you the articles. Video shows refugees fed like animals in a pen in Hungary camp. Austrian volunteer who filmed footage in Hungary says treatment of refugees like Guantanamo in Europe. No, it's not Guantanamo in Europe. But that's the Austrian volunteer, who I bet isn't even Austrian, who thinks that Austria is the place for the whole world to come to get free stuff. No one else is taking these people, but fundamentally the West, who's bad, has to. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. Here's another article. BBC video compares sandwiches being thrown to migrants to Nazi concentration camps. Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com. Emotionally manipulative propaganda piece reinforces media narrative of refugee crisis. It's like Serbia had food aid stations that the Croats, and I'm not a Serb, I'm not a Croat, I'm not a Muslim, so I'm not taking a side. It's a fact this happened in the mid-90s. ITN and BBC had to admit they were part of it. Famous photos, you can pull them up online, of a guy that has TB up against the fence trying to get into the food trucks. Now, you watch the rest of the footage, there's fat people right next to him. But he had TB. He got food. But they said, here are Serbs putting people in concentration camps. No, the Serbs fought the Nazis. They're not Nazis. They didn't start the war either. The globalists did. But again, it's an inversion of reality, and the Clintons bombed that country repeatedly. Even though the UN admits double the Serbs died of any other groups, and our government funded Albanian radical Muslims connected to Al-Qaeda to attack and take one-third of Serbia. So radical Islam is being used to take over Europe. We can see the pattern. It's a playbook. It's being done. Amazing. But meanwhile, we have the footage. Can we show the footage we showed yesterday of the guy trying to give him aid out of the bag there in Hungary and being mobbed and attacked, if you're a TV viewer? So that folks can see this. I mean, he's here trying to give teenagers bags of aid, and they just rip it and take it away from him. But he's a Nazi because he did it, you see. It's not nice to give people food, you white European scum. What's your problem? You should have slit your throat and poured blood into their mouths. Gouge your eyeballs out with corkscrews. And if you have any white children, you should have barbecued them and fed them to these gods. You filth, you scum, you aid worker, you know you're bad. Guantanamo Bay torture. And that's what BBC and all of them are putting out. I mean, this is so horrible. How dare him give them food? Filth? Anyways. We were against doing this to Syria and all these countries. This is a global destabilization program. These people are victims, most of them, by the way.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In the time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasure hands
to take you in this land to
promised land,
show you everyone.
Objective for my gut, for my heart, for my soul, is to warn people, is to take action, and is to get the population out of its comfort zone into action. You know, before you go for a jog, or before you go for a hike, or before you go for a swim, or before you go for the gym, sometimes you don't feel like doing it. But 15 minutes into it, you're like, man, ought to do this more often. This is fantastic. Well, it's the same thing with getting politically involved. It's kind of like travel. You might go through periods in your life where you don't travel a lot, but once you start traveling, you catch the bug again, and you want to travel the world. Or you want to go 2 hours away to some town on business. It's still interesting to go see something different. Well, fighting tyranny is the same way. We need to get people out of their bubbles, taking action, getting involved. And I don't care if it's in organic farming or taking youth groups out shooting, or planting trees, or going to the border and showing how it's wide open, or exposing corrupt police or supporting good police, or getting involved in your city council, or getting involved exposing the private Federal Reserve, promoting libertarian economics. There's thousands of things you can do. None of us are going to save the world by ourselves. But by promoting a culture of liberty, by getting involved, and by voting with our dollars and supporting those that support a free, open society, we will crush the central government engineers. That's why they want us to follow their language, do what they say, follow their political correctness, because they can only rule over a bunch of jellyfish automatons. They cannot rule over free men and women. Let me go through news now, continuing with 2 out of 3 Hispanics oppose immigration increase. Oh, but the media told me all Hispanics want wide open borders, and you are racist and hate Hispanics if you don't want to have wide open borders. I mean, if we had wide open borders with some country that was rich and powerful and successful, that'd be one thing. But when we are bordering countries that are imploding and we're falling apart, you can't have open borders. I mean, it's just simple. And of course, from what I've seen statistically, the Hispanics I know are more concerned about open borders than the lazy, stupid, politically correct white people I know. But therein lies the paradox, and that's why the globalists are trying to bring in as many illegals as they can under the Democratic Party to forge them into a new socialist communist wing who will not assimilate. That's why they're trying to not have English taught in schools now and have it be Spanish only, primary. Across the country, it's shifting to that. Even though English is the world language, they don't want Hispanic children to have the world language and to be able to be upwardly mobile. They want to keep them on their plantation under their Ku Klux Klan leadership of Mecha and La Raza, which are carbon copies of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. They're just simply Hispanic. Just like the new Black Panther Party is even more extreme than the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, the exact same ideology, the exact same rhetoric, the exact same mindset, all the Jew bashing that goes on. And by the way, I've gone and covered Mecha and La Raza groups. All you hear about is the Jewish conspiracy. You go cover black groups that are racist, all you hear is about Jews all day. You go cover a white extremist group, it's all you hear. And then, of course, everyone who's successful works for the Jews, of course. I didn't get up in the morning and do research. I never had any success myself. Jews gave me everything I've got. Hell, they're so deceptive, they'll even take that clip and say, I admitted it. Because they're failures, and they want to claim somebody else was given what they got. Really, I've had the ADL people attacking me and trying to get me shut off the air. That's really what's been going on. And they've had some success. I've been thrown off quite a few stations. In the old days, people don't listen to it anymore. It's just weird to be attacked by the leftist Jewish lobby and then to be attacked by the white supremacist lobby, who just makes up some weird narrative that, you know, Jews tell me what to do and I go to Tel Aviv and get orders. I've never been to Israel, but let me tell you, it's really historical and neat. I've had family that's been there and visited. I'm going to visit Israel soon. And I'm going to go do reports while I'm there as well. But I won't be there getting marching orders. It's like folks that said I was at the Vatican to get marching orders. Yeah, that's real funny. Marching orders from the communist pope. You know who gives me orders? My guts, my heart. And then what's between my legs. I'll be honest with you. And by that, I don't mean sexually. The little part's thinking for the big part. I'm saying my manhood. I cannot stand con artists. I cannot stand scum. And I know our listeners can't stand it either. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. And the truth is, it's a hoax. Hispanics aren't suicidal. They're not insane. And they know how rough Latin America is. And they don't like people getting free health care and free babies and free tuition. When in many states, citizens of the state don't get in-state tuition, but illegals do. It's discriminatory and it's wrong. And here's another Gallup poll showing that. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, Mama Merkel, that's the close quote from French news agency, cheered by Syrians at refugee camp. You know, we've had Syrian Girl on. I've covered the plight of Syria. There are some real refugees from Syria that, quite frankly, because NATO and the West did this to Syria, we probably do have a responsibility to take them. But here's the difference. Most of them, we've looked at it and it's been broken down, aren't even from Syria. Or they're from the areas ruined by ISIS and Al-Qaeda and folks that are Wahhabists or Sunnis working with them. Most Sunnis don't support this. Who are now basically been turned against by Saudi Arabia, who can't get into Iraq, so they're coming into Europe via Turkey. Turkey's letting these folks come in, get on trains, but not stay. All the other Arab states won't take them either. Because it's criminals, it's poor people, it's folks with diseases, it's people that are crippled, and I'm using the politically incorrect term on purpose. I'm not anymore using any of the terms they tell us to use. People need to get used to hearing the real original language. My grandmother got polio. She's a wonderful, beautiful person. She's crippled, not disabled. If a ship's got its engine blown, it's crippled. If my leg's broken before I get it fixed, I'm crippled. That our economy is being crippled by the New World Order. Our culture has been crippled. We're being crippled for the takedown. Crippled, crippled, crippled. Homosexual, homosexual, homosexual. Again, they get us using their words. Now can't use mother and father. I'm going to say it. Mother and father. Husband and wife. Boy, girl. He, she. You cult. You freakazoids. What kind of country is this? Mama Merkel, the communist. Admitted, grew up in a communist home, is a communist. Mama Merkel. Hungary calls in army soldiers given shock powers to use rubber bullets on migrants. Oh, really? When they use rubber bullets on citizens rioting, it's okay. But, oh, my gosh, hundreds of thousands of illegals running around robbing people. And so if you got to control them, you shoot them with rubber bullets. I'm not defending that. But the point is, this is what happens during a collapsed society. What were they running from? Why won't anyone show what happened in North Africa, what happened in Egypt, what happened in Syria that our governments financed and funded and ran? Oh, my gosh, Hungary's so bad. Islamist in Germany trying to recruit young refugees, AFP. Kuwait and Israel admit they refuse to take refugees because migrants don't assimilate. Video shows refugees again fed like animals in pens. Now, I want to shift gears as it all ties together to 9/11 14 years later. And 9/11 14 years later, we have this new clip today. Former CIA deputy director calls for investigation into Obama administration's intelligence manipulation. This is a very, very serious charge. 50 intelligence analysts at CENTCOM. Well, let me just read the article and we have the clips. Former deputy director of the CIA, we're going to play the Mike Morrell clip first, guys, has called for a full investigation of the allegations from over 50 intelligence analysts at CENTCOM that higher-ups altered their assessment reports on ISIS in order to fit with the Obama administration's public narrative the terror group is weak so it could spread under Saudi command and take over, I would add. We told you this 4 years ago before it was called ISIS. We had all the experts on. We laid everything out. We told you they started attacking Europe. They use refugee flows, weapons. It's here. The charge was revealed by a Daily Beast article this week. It has been described as a revolt by spies on the military's intelligence apparatus. Yeah. When push comes to shove, they're not going to be total traitors against this country. Remember 4 years ago when the troops said we're not going to be the Air Force for Al-Qaeda? They know you changed the name to ISIS. They know what those flags are. They know they've been given U.S. weapons and resupplied in Iraq. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Then we're going to play the other clip of Michael T. Flynn, the former head of Defense Intelligence, saying, yeah, they were ordered to put ISIS and Al-Qaeda in command. He said, I just followed orders, but I'm on national TV telling you. That's who runs our government, boys and girls. They'll put people in power in Egypt till the Egyptian military kicked them out, and in Syria and in Libya, who chop the head off of every Christian they find except the young girls they rape hundreds at a time. But they rape them. Hundreds of men will rape one little 8-year-old girl, and you're not going to hear one fat word out of that punk mouth of Hillary Clinton, who helped run the whole thing, or Rachel Maddow, or any of these women lecturing men that if we like to go hunting, we're male chauvinists, or, you know, all this other crud. Just shut up, scum. You want to tell us how to live? You shut up, you filthy trash. Playing games with people's minds. Your reign of brainwashing's over, scum. You are scum. Anderson Cooper praising Al-Qaeda, praising ISIS, praising these groups in the Arab Spring, calling them freedom fighters, you, as they blow up every church they can find and crucify Christians upside down, you trash. And you criticize the Egyptian military when they take them out and took the country back. As our government set up our 30-plus year ally that brought stability to that country who wasn't perfect, but then you put in the most horrible, wicked, murdering scum you can, that's who runs our country. And I used to think they were only destabilizing enemies like Serbia, giving a third of their country to Albania and the radical Muslims. But now I realize they're going to give everything to the radical Muslims because the globalists like totalitarianism. They've lowered our political immune system to be so liberal we'll put up with anything. We'll say what we're told. We won't have any free speech. And then they'll bring in radical people who'll bully all the rest of the Muslims into total tyranny and us along with them. Man, that's filthy. Man, that's evil. Man, that's out of control. How dare the Democrats call us racist for not supporting Obamacare that doubles and triples cost, written by the insurance companies? How dare you have bodyguards Michael Moore and try to keep poor people from defending themselves? How dare you try to start a race war in this country? How dare MSNBC try to get people to randomly kill police so then the police can be forged into a paramilitary force to oppress the inner city more? How dare you, you wicked trash, knowing full well what you're doing, consciously, premeditatedly. Let's go to this clip of the former deputy director of the CIA.
I want to get your thoughts this morning about a story in the Daily Beast about 50 intelligence officials who have said that in some cases their reports have been altered by senior officials, in some cases to make it look like the fight against ISIS and Al-Qaeda is going better than it might be. What's your reaction to that?
So these are analysts at the U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, which is actually conducting our operations in Iraq and Syria. One of the central tenets, one of the key aspects of the policymaking process in the United States is that analysts get to say what they think without any interference, without anybody changing it. So this is a very, very serious charge. I think it needs to be fully investigated. And if there is truth that somebody has been meddling with their analysis, I think somebody needs to lose their job over it, and there needs to be full transparency into this. Because
they've been falsifying all of it. Look, when the military figured out we were openly arming Al-Qaeda, they changed the name to ISIS. We told you all this. They didn't even change their name officially. They just told the West that and then claimed Al-Qaeda had fallen. This is a Saudi Arabian proxy army. Now, let's go back to the clip from 3 weeks ago that we've been airing with Michael T. Flynn, the former head of Defense Intelligence Agency. This is General Flynn breaking down, covering his own butt, that, hey, we put Al-Qaeda in charge. We knew they were doing it. I followed orders. And here's what's larger. They also launched chemical weapons attacks on Syria and then blamed it on them. And that even came out. The Iraqi government admitted it. Others admitted it. Because the jihadis aren't fully controlled. They want to be rock stars. They shot video of themselves launching the chemical attacks and running around screaming Allah Akbar. Obama goes, you launch chemicals, we'll invade. And then Al-Qaeda launches chemicals. I mean, it's so old. So let's go ahead and go to this clip.
The sake of our viewers, in 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that, if you're worried about the rise of, quote-unquote, Islamic
extremism? I hate to say it's not my job, but that my job was to ensure that the accuracy of our intelligence that was being presented was as good as it could be. And I will tell you, it goes before 2012. I mean, when we were in Iraq, and we still had decisions to be made before there was a decision to pull out of Iraq in 2011. I mean, it was very clear what we were going to face.
Well, I admire your frankness.
Very clear what we were going to face.
Let me just clarify once more. You are basically saying that even in government at the time, you knew those groups were around. You saw this analysis,
sure.
And you were arguing against it. But who wasn't listening?
I think the administration.
So the administration turned a blind eye to your analysis?
I don't know if they turned a blind eye. I think it was a decision. I think it was a willful decision.
Yep. A willful decision to go support an insurgency that had Salafist, Al-Qaeda, and Muslim Brotherhood.
A willful decision to do what they're doing, which you have to really ask the president, what is it that he actually is doing with the policy that is in place? Because it is very, very confusing.
No, it's not.
Here today,
right. Eddie, let me break it down. Yeah, you guys at the Pentagon are so close to this, and you think you're not going to be sold out, you haven't got it yet. They are going to turn the Middle East over to radical Islam, merge with communism. That's the checkmate move by the New World Order and the central banks and Saudi Arabia. Do you understand that? Do you have that through your head, okay? And then if the states don't go along with it here in the United States, the globalists are going to bomb stuff and say the Patriots did it, or they're going to find reasons to indict people like the Texas Attorney General. I know they're trying to indict the governor right now, and I'm not going to get into any more of that. I mean, do you understand they got feds following the governor around all the time right now, trying to find him with a crooked toenail to throw him in jail? And by the way, the FBI doesn't like doing it. I mean, most people in the FBI are not really bad. They're compartmentalized, but it's so dirty now, they're just going, I cannot believe we're this evil. And I'm not going to get into my sources, folks, but, I mean, I have sources. That's a problem with my job, man. Is I know so much more than I can even say because I can't reveal sources. But the reason I know they're making their move is it's bad. It's bad. They're looking at a whole bunch of governors they're going to arrest. They're looking at taking out people in legislatures. Government's even looking at sending hit teams around to kill key people that aren't going to go along with this. And all these generals that are now telling the truth and stuff, you know they're going to send a hit team to kill you and your family, right? And they'll say you suicided your wife and kids. So I'm going to tell the generals and everybody else something right now. You're going to preside over the destruction of America and the world sliding into a new dark age, and you are going to end up getting locked in prison or killed probably. Because of your inaction and your cowardice. I mean, I'm going to say it right now. It's not enough to say, you know, why are we turning the world over to Al-Qaeda and radical Islam? It doesn't make sense. It's not enough to say they're fixing intelligence. You got to go all the way or we're going to lose everything. Do you understand that? I hope you understand that. Because they're looking at taking out the state governments right now. They've got the military training to take out state governments right now. Why do you think the military is so freaked out and sending signals out going, something's not right, we shouldn't be funding Al-Qaeda, false intelligence, this administration isn't too good? Because they actually have come to the brass now and gotten them ready for this and had a huge purge of the top people and then put in a bunch of desk jockeys who've never been in combat in all the key positions. And I don't know if the communists and the socialists and all these people realize, and even George Soros has never been in combat. He's taken down a bunch of countries. This is not going to be like taking down Iraq or taking down Ukraine or something. This is much more complex, and it's not going to happen. I mean, you're not going to get away with it. You may blow the country up in the process, but it's not a battle you win. I mean, you understand that? This is mutually assured destruction. We know who you are, globalist. We know your game plan. The military now knows. The military listens to this show. We've already sent the analysis out, which anybody else can see what it is. We're just willing to say it openly. Other people are now parroting it. Do you realize it's game over unless you just want to blow the whole country up? I mean, do you think all the lemmings and all the trendies, just because you've got 45% of the public that can't wipe their own hind end, those people don't count in a game like this? Just because you've got a bunch of morons that will do whatever you tell them and are cult members and will speak like you say speak and do what you say, doesn't mean that with real people, you're going to have a victory. But now is the time for police, military, FBI, you name it. The country's been taken over. You are disloyal to yourself, to your family, to your own skin. I mean, it's getting so obvious now with how evil this New World Order is that they plan to get rid of the old existing power structure, which wasn't perfect. But at least he wanted to boss hog and be a big, powerful, rich country. And new cutting taxes brought in more money to the government. So why not, you know, boss hog, you know, Kennedy, why not cut taxes by 50% and more money will come in? And he did it, and it happened. So they said, you know, I'm going to cut taxes more. And they said, no, you're not. Boom. We got an elite that wants us poor and stupid. I'll take boss hog over that any day. So I'm not romanticizing the old power structure. This isn't even the old power structure. This is just people in the system who aren't completely insane. You got to understand that it's a fetish. It's a power trip with the globalists to bring down America and bring down Europe. Because it's the source of their power. It's where they get their money, their innovation, their brains. But they're worried about it because the destruction of the elites, the centralized elites, has come out of Europe and the United States before. So they want American and European power, but they also despise it. And they want to sew up everything, bring down the world, and be the last men standing on top of the hill of skulls. And that dog isn't going to hunt. You're not going to get away with it. And because your battle plan has been laid out, the more you execute it, the more what we've said will be seen as prophecy. When it's not prophecy, I've got your playbook. I know what your hand signs are. I know what your mindset is. I've been watching you, and I've got other people watching you, and more people watching you. Our people don't take orders from anybody, but their heart and their guts, and our people, people that love freedom, don't even have a cell structure you can penetrate. What are you going to do? Go off their internet searching histories? What, you're going to find out there's 100 million people? You can't stop us. You can't buffalo us. You can't bluff us. We understand that there's no quarter. We understand you want to destroy us. We get it. And now you've acted so brazenly, you've just confirmed it to fence sitters. And they're choosing sides right now. And all I'm telling those fence sitters is this. There's never too late to be honorable. It's never too late to join your ancestors who may have been honorable. It's never too late to pull out until you're dead. Pull out now. Commit to being honorable now. Don't go along with the tyranny. Stand up for what's right. I skipped the network break. Just please support GCNLive.com. Please support our local affiliates. Please pray for this transmission, and please spread the word about this broadcast. And please visit InfoWarsLive.com, where we've got the great sleep aid, natural herbs back in, knockout, brain forces back in, super male vitality. And we're selling 4 weeks supplies of food and others, the lowest prices ever at InfoWarsSelect.com, the lowest price that My Patriot Supply has ever offered at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com. That's how we fund this operation. We'll be back with the second hour.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Waging war on corruption.